Yeah, still really let down by the manner that the situation took place. But, you know, as we say, you know, it takes a while for the dust to settle, think clearly about what's happened. And, you know, it's extremely disappointing that it's ended this way after such a tough year.
Yeah, and, of course, you were given a task, and the task was get promotion, and you did that. But I suspect that, you know, the differences you had over that contract, maybe they would have led you not to sign anyway.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I had decided 2 or 3 weeks ago that I wasn't going to sign with the club. And, you know, I'm only presuming that the board sort of have thought along those lines, and because I wouldn't sign, that there were going to be issues, and the impediments that they put in front of me with the rules that they tried to attach with the contract, I was never going to sign anyway, so there really was no need to get to this difficult situation we all find ourselves in.
So now, as you say, you weren't going to sign the contract anyway, but I think it was more the manner in which you were told that upset you rather than the fact that you were going.
Yeah, at least it was grubby, the way it was handled. You know, some people might think that they had a coup there, and, you know, to make a phone call when I was away for a couple of days with my family, and all the urgency to get out there when for weeks I've been saying that the club needs to get on the front foot with player signings and all that. Now it's all a big rush, and to finish up one game before you go, like, this is my 36th year of coaching, it's the first time I've ever not been able to finish the season, and really, you know, I don't want to stoop to the level that they've stooped to in doing this to me, but yeah, it's extremely disappointing, and you know, it's I've had to follow some tough directions this year. I've had to put up with a lot of things that most normal coaches wouldn't have to put up with. And, you know, it was always going to be hard. As you say, you know, I was given some directives when I arrived there, and one of those, number one, was to get promotion, and we ticked that box a couple of weeks ago. The second one was they wanted me to clean up the culture and the discipline in the club. And if you're going to do that, you're going to ruffle a few feathers. And, you know, I've read this stuff that they've said about some issues with some players. Well, if you're going to fix up discipline and culture in the club, you've got to tackle them head on. And the unfortunate thing is I was prepared to tackle that head on and did so. And when I looked over my shoulder to get the support of the board, quite often they weren't there.